text, Hallmark Channel presents love, romance, and chocolate. A woman mixes ingredients together in a bowl. A man pours out glossy chocolate on a table. Text, a Leif Films Saga film co-production. He spreads the chocolate with offset spatulas. Text, Lacey Chabert. She cracks eggs in a bowl. Text, Will Kemp. He spreads chocolate and scrapes into bowl. Text, Brittany Bristow, Guillaume Dolmans, Joseph Oliven, Florian Bivayu, Florian Klupsk. A gloved hand places pastries on a tray. Text, music by James Mark Stewart. Production designers Patrick Dickinson, Alain Pascal Hausio, editor Brigitte Rabasso. Director of photography Russ Guzzi, CSC New York City Skyline. Text, producer Mary Fontelides. Producer Agnes Bristow.
Welcome to part 4 of our Traveler's Guide to Belgium. Do you speak English? Sprecht du Engels?
Sprecht du Engels? Sprecht du Engels?
Ich bin ein
Tourist. Huimoi here. Good morning, Emma.
Ich bin ein Tourist.
Ich bin ein Tourist. Ich bin ein Tourist.
I am a tourist. Ich bin ein Tourist.
Text, happy early Valentine's. She places decorated cupcakes in box on counter. Four pastries on a table.
Just there. Okay, thank you.
All right. Is this raspberry frosting?
Yeah, with lavender and a skosh of mint.
What's a skosh?
It's more than a pinch, but less than a smidge. I was feeling bold.
You're a wild one, Emma Colvin. This might be your best creation yet.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I know it's a little early for Valentine's cupcakes, but I just had to try out that recipe.
Are you excited for your trip?
Oh, I am so excited. Yeah. I mean, this time next week, I will be in Bruges.
When do you leave?
Todd and I leave Thursday. Get there Friday morning.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? This is Todd now. Oh, I was supposed to meet him for lunch 10 minutes ago. I'll be back.
Bye.
It's looking great.
She runs off. Several taxis drive down the street. A man at a table set for two checks his watch. Emma shuffles in and walks to their table.
Hi. I'm so sorry I'm late.
It's fine, Emma.
Thanks for waiting.
She removes coat.
You're not gonna believe this. My mother sent this when she heard about our trip. It belonged to my grandmother. She met my grandfather in Bruges. He was studying abroad, she was a diplomat's daughter, but I've already told you all that, right?
Yes, you did.
Look at this. Look, these are the letters they wrote to each other while they were there. And there's even a picture. This was taken at the Royal Palace. Their first date. First date was the night of the St. Valentine's Gala. Wait, and that's not even the best part. I mean, I know we're not going to actually be there on Valentine's Day, but our chocolate tasting tour includes a trip to the Royal Ballroom, right there, where that picture was taken. Isn't that exciting? It's so exciting.
He looks around. She grins.
Okay. You don't seem excited.
I can't go.
What do you mean you can't go? We've been planning this for weeks.
The timing is really lousy. But I have been offered a promotion. My firm is opening up new offices in Albany.
Wait, that's 3 hours away.
I'm sorry. I want you to know that these last 6 months have really been special.
I'm sorry, are you breaking up with me?
Tears in her eyes.
Maybe it wasn't meant to be. I mean, my grandmother moved across an entire ocean to be with my grandfather. I couldn't even move across the state to be with Todd. Oh, I was really looking forward to the trip.
So pack your bags and get on that plane and just have yourself an honest-to-goodness, unscripted adventure.
She shakes her head as high walk.
Oh, come on.
At nighttime, Emma looks at old black and white picture of a couple in a heart-shaped box. She tightens her lips, studies the photo and smiles as she shuts the red felt box, then walks away from her desk with it in her hand. An airplane flies overhead through a sparsely cloudy sky. The reflection of old buildings appears on the surface of the channel that cuts through them. Emma walks down sidewalk with large pink suitcase and looks up at the buildings. A woman approaches her with brows raised and a bright smile.
Hola, Morgan.
Oh, hi.
Hello, I am Marie. You must be Emma.
Yes, hello.
Welcome to Chateau Astrid. Can I take your bag?
Oh, no, I'll take it.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's just this way.
She leads Emma around the corner.
Oh, this
I mean, wow.
I would love to take credit, but I inherited it from my family, so...
Yeah, but the decor, it's stunning. I mean, that has to be you.
Thank you. Some of it is me. Well, actually, it's all me. Now, for you, I have the Valentine's Day couples package. It is very romantic.
Yeah. It's just me, actually.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Well, you've picked a wonderful time to come to Bruges.
We are preparing for a wedding.
A wedding?
Mm-hmm. That's Prince Frederick and his bride-to-be, Annabelle.
Oh, lovely.
You can keep that. There's a list of events going on, and some of them are open to the public.
Great, thank you. Bedankt.
You're welcome. Now let me take you to your room. Someone will bring your luggage for you, okay? It's just this way.
She leads Emma up a flight of stairs, a large chandelier overhead.
Wow, this is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. There's going to be a small cocktail reception this evening in the lobby. If you'd like to come, you can meet all the other people on the chocolate tour.
Is it a fancy thing? I mean, do I need to dress up?
It's just a small cocktail party. You can dress up if you like or just come casual. As you can see, there is always plenty of chocolate. And I serve breakfast every morning on the terrace.
Okay.
This is for you.
Thank you.
And I'll see you around 7.
Okay, great.
Marie smiles and leaves the room. Emma sighs and looks around. She parts the curtains and takes in the view of the channel and old buildings.
Wow. All right, Bruges. Show me what you got.
A large cathedral towers over the nearby buildings. Vines grow up a tree on the side of the channel. A stone bridge crosses over the water. Artisanal truffles arranged by flavor. Swirled in spiked lollipops. A man pours chocolate over truffles. Emma takes photos and tries a sample from a man in a white uniform. She takes a bite. A horse-drawn carriage outside. She looks at photos, then prepares to take a photo of a chocolate vendor's booth, but a man walks in front.
Oh. Sorry, excuse me. Hi, could you just move a couple of inches to the left, please? Hi. Sorry, I'm a tourist. I was just trying to take a quick picture. I'm, Ikal Venyao.
He turns to her with furrowed brows.
Ikal Venyao.
He smirks. She furrows brows.
No? Huh. Thought I was further along in that tutorial.
Turns away.
Figures. You're the first cute guy I meet in Belgium, and you have no idea what I am saying.
He raises brows.
Never mind. De Ballen.
De Ballen.
He waves at her, then squints eyes with a smirk.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for coming this evening. Now, we are in for a very special treat. The chocolatiers of Bruges are vying for the title of Royal Chocolatier. Prince Frederick and Annabelle are hosting a competition to crown the most romantic Belgian chocolate, one that symbolizes their love. So enjoy, get your rest. Tomorrow, chocolate.
Marie smiles. A man raises glass.
The bottle of champagne in the castle for you to find.
Oh. Thank you, Liam.
She takes two glasses.
Champagne?
Emma, I'm so glad that you made it.
Hi. Cheers.
Is this a couple's thing?
Oh, no. No. Yes, it is, but everyone is very nice, trust me. Barbara!
Oh.
And this is her husband, Jake.
Hi.
This is Emma.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Emma.
Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, I just have to see my face.
They walk away. Emma faces Marie.
I can't stop saying it. This place is just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. This house has been in my family for generations. I just do what I can to keep their traditions alive. That's why I do the chocolate tour.
Which I am so excited about.
Ooh, me too.
You know what? Who needs love when you have chocolate?
I agree. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
They clink champagne glasses and smile. Bars of various flavors of chocolate. Truffles on display.
So we're just going to head down this way if you want to follow me, okay?
Men and women eat and drink as they exit the chocolate shop. Emma sips from a mug. She dips a chocolate stick back inside. A chocolatier sign.
Now, we've all been sampling plenty of chocolate. Would anyone like to make some?
Yeah.
Perfect. This is Chocolatier Simon. It is one of the oldest chocolate shops in Bruges, and my personal favorite. Step right this way.
Emma walks in the chocolatier shop first.
Okay, come on in, everyone. Please gather around. So in just a moment, we are going to be joined by the owner, Luc Simon, and he's going to walk us through one of his praline recipes. Oh. And here he is now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chocolatier Simon. We're thrilled to have you here today. If you would like to make your way through to the back, there are stations set up for each and every one of you. My assistant Petra here has some aprons for you. The chocolate, when hot, can get a little temperamental.
So. All right, guys, you can follow me in the back.
Thanks, Petra. You speak English?
I do.
So you understood everything. That's great. Why wouldn't you say anything?
Oh, where's the fun in that? Ich bin ein Tourist. What you were trying to say yesterday. I am a tourist.
And
ich bin ein Tourist.
Oh, wait, what did I say?
He squints, sigh.
Are you coming? Wait, sorry, what does ich hel ven ja mean?
It means I love you.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, that's slightly different, right?
Okay, so next we are going to fill the chocolate molds with the orange blossom ganache, which is in the piping bags in front of you. We're going to be making the classic orange blossom praline. Good. Yes.
She squeezes as he inspects her work.
Hang on. That's the vanilla caramel.
Oh, I know.
See, we're trying to make the orange blossom praline.
Oh, right, but I actually put both.
Why?
Because I thought it sounded delicious.
It does sound good. I think I'd like to try that myself.
I highly recommend that you just stick exactly to the recipe.
Well, you know, I find some of the best combinations are born out of experimentation.
Of course.
These chocolates and this recipe has been in my family for generations. There's no need for experimentation.
She looks up at him. He smiles down at her.
I mean, they certainly look like they're having fun.
Yes.
Okay, just breathe. She's not ruining your chocolate.
Well, you say that, but... Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh. Hi. So what are these?
I made extras. Enjoy.
She walks away. He furrows his brows, then raises them at his assistant. She lifts the chocolate and takes a bite.
Not bad.
She shrugs with hand on hip as he walks away.
I hope you all enjoyed making chocolate this afternoon. If anyone has any questions, let me know. And I hope you enjoy exploring Bruges this afternoon. And if anyone needs anything, you all have my number, so please call. Otherwise, I will see all of you back at the inn later. Enjoy! Bye! Marie,
yes?
I thought the tour included the Royal Palace.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Emma. Unfortunately, because of the preparations for the royal wedding, the palace is closed to the general public and all of the tours have been cancelled.
Oh, really? All of them?
I'm afraid so.
She nods.
Oh, well, thank you.
Of course. See you.
Marie smiles, waves and leaves. A sorry we're closed sign on the chocolatier shop.
Luc?
Just one second. Sorry, I want to get this just right. Yes?
I just settled the cash drawer. It was a slow day again. I mean, you know, the tour groups are keeping the lights on, but if things stay this way, the shop won't last much longer.
Petra, I've told you, I don't want you to worry. I'll handle it.
How, Luc?
Business will be booming when we are crowned royal chocolatier.
Half the chocolate shops in the country are competing for that.
How could you possibly win?
Because we're going to show them something rather special. Go on, try it.
She takes a small brick-shaped chocolate piece. He nods, brows raised.
It's good.
She smiles at him.
Good's not good enough.
She holds her fingers up to her mouth and chews.
Okay.
In bed, Emma reads a newspaper article. Text, February 14th, St. Valentine's Gala by invitation only. She reads the article, then folds the newspaper. She looks at the front which features a couple that smiles. Text, wedding bells. Red and pink balloons line the street. Emma smiles and takes photos as pedestrians pass by. She takes a picture of the chocolatier Simon and Feast sign which sways in the wind. She enters the shop for the second time and examines their chocolates in glass display cases.
I'll be right with you.
Okay.
She ogles the candy.
Yeah, well, thanks for telling me.
Hi.
Who are you, Jorge? I'm sure that means good morning.
It does.
Great.
Sorry, I'm a bit short-staffed. That was Finn, Petra's husband, just telling me she was going to be a bit late, so...
Oh, so Petra's... I kind of thought you guys were...
Oh, no, she's my assistant.
Of course.
Right. So, are you interested in more pralines?
Honestly, more of everything. Yesterday's were some of the best chocolates I have ever had. Truly. You know, I wondered, what kind are these with the pink stripes?
Ah, that's my grandfather's recipe.
He hands her a sample.
Framboise.
Thank you.
Raspberry.
Yes. Of course.
She takes a bite. She shuts her eyes and shakes her head.
That was incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Have you ever thought of adding a little lavender to it?
Lavender? No.
Knock it till you try it. Oh, it was incredible. Wow, okay, I guess I'll just take an assortment box.
A box, okay. Any particular flavors?
You know, I'm going to leave it, I'll defer to the expert.
Huh. Okay.
He waves fingers over chocolate boxes.
You know, I can't think of anything better for Valentine's than a box of chocolates.
Huh. Well, your Valentine is a very lucky man.
They're for my mom.
He grabs a different colored box.
Thanks.
She enters.
Sorry, I'm here.
Is everything all right?
Fine.
She's been having contractions.
Well, light contractions, nothing to worry about.
But you're not due for another month.
Hey, the doctor said it was completely normal. I should just, you know, take it easy for a while.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you should be at home.
I tried to tell her.
Look, it's almost Valentine's Day. You can work on the Royal Chocolatier submission and run the shop at the same time.
I'll get Chloe to do the register.
She's part-time, Luke.
I'll think of something.
I could take some of her shifts.
Sweetheart, the bakery keeps you busy as it is. I could help. I mean, if you need an extra set of hands, I could help.
You?
His arms crossed.
Yeah, I'm a food stylist. I work with desserts every single day.
I think she could do it.
Finn, you don't even know her name.
Emma.
It's Emma.
Her technique on the praline wasn't half bad. Thank you.
Oh, please. She mixed a vanilla caramel and an orange ganache.
To rave reviews, I might add. I mean, I know my way around a flavor profile. Luke, you need the help. Either she says or I do.
He furrows brows.
Look, let's be honest, Emma. You're here on vacation. Do you really want to spend it here?
The participants are invited to the events hosted at the Royal Palace, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So, I help you here, if you'll take me to the palace.
He looks up at Petra's husband. She smiles. Emma raises her brows.
When can you start?
Great.
She smiles. Emma descends a staircase at Marie's place.
Oh! Well, if it isn't Belgium's newest chocolatier.
Oh, you've heard about that. Well, Luke and I are very good friends. Has he always been so uncompromising?
It's a very polite way of putting it, but yes.
Okay. Good to know. You know, I wanted to ask you if I could extend my stay by a week. I know it's short notice.
Oh, of course. I'm sure we can arrange that.
So how does the actual competition work?
Oh, Prince Frederick and Annabelle will visit each shop in the city, and then the chocolatiers will bring their entry to the palace. And the winner will be announced the next night at the St. Valentine's Ball.
And what do you get for winning?
Prestige. Buzz.
Well, it's an honour to be named the Royal Chocolatier. And you get a plaque.
Okay, now we're talking.
So that gives us just over a week to come up with a new chocolate that embodies all the qualities of Valentine's Day and of true love itself.
Ah, so it's not just a chocolate. It's a metaphor.
I suppose.
So what do you have so far?
Not much. I've been keeping a notebook of ideas. But...
She flips through the pages.
It's empty.
I've been tearing the pages out with the bad ones.
Right, okay, well, let's start at the beginning, shall we? Right, this is our base chocolate.
Okay, and what is that?
These are the pellets that they get after they roast and grind the beans and add some ingredients.
So you don't grind the cocoa beans yourself?
No. There are strict standards for what qualifies as a Belgian chocolate, so most chocolatiers take their base from a central source. However, everyone's is different. Ours is a special blend created by my grandfather and then tweaked by my father over the years.
He lays chocolate into a plastic chocolate mold, then scraps of the excess with a spatula as she watches. The excess drips back into the meal bowl. The two of them sample chocolates. She looks up at him and furrows her brows as she chews.
Still not right.
He sets down his piece. She shakes her head, then bobs her hand.
Okay, we're in Bruges. Mm-hmm. It's almost Valentine's Day. There's love all around us. We should head outside and find some inspiration.
We need to be in here to make chocolate.
It's either out there with the happy couples or in here with your empty notebook. What'll it be?
Let's start in the park. Chloe?
Yes?
Can you watch the register?
He removes his apron. Emma points to chocolates in a display case at the shop. They walk outside over a bridge and away from a cathedral.
Well, I think we have a really good assortment of chocolates.
Absolutely. Just wait.
They walk through an archway as a couple passes by.
I do kind of feel like a kid in a candy store. Where should we try them?
Well, it's such a beautiful day. How about a picnic?
Okay.
He hands money to a woman, then grabs a blanket.
Oh. Over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They walk away from the street vendor. Tourists take photos as they ride in a canal boat. Emma and Luke sit on a bench near the water.
Every shop has their own way of doing things to make them unique. Therefore, no two chocolates taste the same.
She grabs a large dark chocolate and takes a small bite.
And let it melt in your mouth. Let it sit on your tongue just for a moment.
She raises brows.
Taste the texture?
Mm-hmm. It's actually softer than dark chocolate usually is.
That's right. That's because it's dark milk chocolate, which uses more cocoa butter. Now, the trick is to savor it. Let the flavor come through. Mm. So what do you taste?
Mm. Vanilla.
Yes, and?
And it's... You know, it's almost fruity, maybe? Like blueberries or... No. Blackberry.
Very good.
Really?
Yes. See, each chocolatier uses essences of different flavors to create their signature taste.
It's amazing.
A couple walk over bridge.
You okay?
Luke notices couple.
Yeah, I'm just feeling a little envious. They make it look so easy. Never mind, I'm sorry. I'm nursing a bit of a broken heart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It led me here, to this new adventure. I don't normally take risks like this.
Really?
Furrows brows.
Yeah, I like to play things safe. I always have. Just kind of thought it was time for a change. You know, time to take a bigger leap and see where I land. And, well, I landed here in Bruges.
So that's why you came to the city? To find love?
No. I came to find chocolate.
He eats another.
But if love finds me, who am I to say no? I should probably start saying no to chocolate, though.
That's a good one.
They smile at each other.
Okay, so I guess the big question is, what would get Frederick and Annabelle's attention? What says love and romance to them?
How about a fruit infusion?
Well, sure, I mean, fruit can totally be romantic. Strawberries, raspberries, sure, but, I mean, watermelon, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But what about something more unexpected?
Such as?
I don't know, but think about it. A passionate love can be hot and spicy, you know, things like wasabi or curry or chili. I mean, they put some of that in chocolate, right?
I don't. Besides, have you ever tried to kiss someone after eating wasabi?
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Why do you put anything extra in it? I mean, the beauty of chocolate is its simplicity.
But sometimes an unexpected combination can lead to something even better. I once styled a magazine cover on unique combos.
Unfortunately, this isn't one of your magazine covers.
She looks down, shakes head and smiles as she follows him. Marie hangs up heart.
So you and Luke couldn't come up with anything for the competition?
No, I feel like he kind of came up with a reason to not like every single thing I suggested.
Hmm. Well, did he have any ideas?
No, he did, but they were all just kind of, you know, things he already does. Hmm. I threw a few things out there that were a little, you know, unexpected, outside of the box, and... Well, he kind of shot them down.
Well, I mean, maybe if you can't convince him that your combinations would work, you could show him.
She looks down and smiles.
Marie, can I borrow your kitchen?
Yes, you can.
Marie grins. She decorates with red hearts and several cupcakes on a serving tray. She smiles and presses palms together as Luke and Emma enter.
What's all this?
Well, Emma thought it would be a good idea if you tried some of her cupcakes.
You didn't have to do all this.
No. You're trying to make the most romantic chocolate ever, and I figured it required a mood.
Okay. Here we go.
That's it.
Come on.
Okay.
Luke glares at Marie as they sit.
Okay.
No. No. My grandmother always said it was very bad luck to choose your own Valentine. You have to choose one for each other.
He grabs one and hands it to her.
Thank you.
Perfect. Enjoy.
Marie walks away with a smile.
All right, here we go.
He unwraps a chocolate cupcake with chocolate frosting and she unwraps a cupcake with pink frosting. He studies the bite as he chews.
This is incredible.
Thank you. See, I told you I knew what I was doing in the kitchen.
I can't quite identify exactly what the flavor is.
That's because it's a secret.
Oh, a secret?
Yeah, no, a top, top secret ingredient. I will never divulge.
I can taste cherries.
Okay, so it's not so top secret. It's cherry cola. I know. Go ahead. Lay it on me.
What?
You're about to say you can't mix cherry cola with a chocolate cupcake.
Oh, I like the taste of cherries. And you know what? The cola gives it an unexpected zing.
Oh.
Hmm.
Huh.
So let me guess. This is your nice way of telling me that I need to be a little more adventurous when it comes to the competition?
I just think we need to consider all ideas. You know, and see where inspiration takes us.
Okay.
Okay.
You've convinced me.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, can I have another cupcake?
Yes, you may have them all.
Thank you.
Outside of Marie's place at nighttime. Inside, Emma removes her pink suitcase from the bed, then sits down in bed and opens the red felt box filled with photos and letters. She smiles down at them as she reads one. She looks off in the distance, then back down with a soft smile. A horse-drawn carriage rides through the street. A man enters the chocolatier shop and approaches Luke.
Sorry, we're closed. Slow night.
Luke looks up and nods.
Can I help you with something, Max?
Well, I was hoping you had reconsidered my offer.
My shop's not for sale.
You're very stubborn. Has anyone ever told you that?
Once or twice?
Luke approaches him.
Is it you won't sell, or you won't sell it to me?
It's my shop, and I'm not selling to anyone.
I respect what you try to do here, Luke. Carry on a family legacy. Nice. But come on. This shop is a relic from the past. So, why don't you come and work for me?
Luke crosses arms.
I don't think so.
Luke, nothing can save this shop. It's a last cause.
Yeah? Really? Well, there will be a line around the corner when I'm the Royal Chocolatier.
Max smiles.
You cannot be serious.
Oh, I am. Very serious.
So you think you've come up with a winner?
Best thing I've ever made.
Well, we'll see then.
I guess we will. Good night, Max.
He glares at Max. Now daytime, Emma enters the shop. A floral arbor in the doorway.
I think I have an idea of how we can find true love.
She holds hands on the heart-shaped box. Horse-drawn carriage rides along the water.
So my grandparents met in Bruges. And they fell in love right here in the city. Maybe their story is the inspiration we need. Look.
Luke inspects note.
This is it.
Emma smiles as she stands on bridge over waterway and Luke reads an old letter from 1958.
My love, the sound of the water gently lapping beneath us, the scent of lavender carried on the soft breeze, the feeling of your lips as we shared our first kiss, light as a feather, but filled with the weight of promise for a future yet to come. Kisses H.
My grandfather always said in that moment, that's when he knew he'd spend the rest of his life with her.
Just like that.
You sound surprised. You don't think you can fall in love in an instant?
I guess I'm just a little bit more reserved when it comes to matters of the heart. Prefer to take things slowly. Deliberately.
Kind of like following a recipe.
Yes. Something like that. I suppose you like things a little bit more unscripted?
I do like to think that for the right person, I'd be brave enough to take that leap.
Luke nods and smiles as he leans against the railing. Below, several swans float on the water.
So, we have to manually temper the chocolate because there are four fatty acids in the cocoa and they all melt at different temperatures. So, this process helps them to cooperate.
It's your tools for, I don't know, people like this in your life.
I wish.
He scraps the chocolate on the table, then looks at her.
You want to take the scraper and the palette and have a go?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. That's it.
She scrapes chocolate.
That's it. Okay, there's no need for choreography.
What do you mean? I'm such a good dancer.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah. This arm has to keep in. Just keep still. It's all right. This one. It's important to get the same motion, sound. Time. Good. That's right. Keep going. That's it. Keep going and go back the other way. That's it.
He stands over her shoulder.
Trick of the trade.
Dips pinky.
In here.
She does the same. They dot chocolate on lip.
So the temperature change? Consistency?
She nods.
Good. Carry on.
He walks away.
So how old were you when your father taught you to do all this?
Oh, pretty much. As soon as I could reach the tabletop.
Really? And it's what you just always wanted to do?
Yes, it was pretty much settled from a very early age that I would be in here. My father used to joke that we have chocolate in our veins.
So nice to do what you love.
You don't love what you do?
I like it. I mean, it was a sensible career path. I was offered the job right out of college, and I mean, it's good. It's given me a lot of stability.
We spend so much time on our careers, we should at least do something that moves us. So what did you dream of?
What did I dream of?
Yeah, when you were growing up.
I wanted to own a cupcake shop.
Well, you should. You're very talented.
Oh, thank you. But it's just a hobby. It's not a career.
But you love it.
I do. No, I do. But starting a business and pouring all of my time and money into something that might fail is just... it's a risk.
Well, maybe your time in Bruges is the beginning of many new adventures.
He drizzles chocolate from mold. Fully dried, he dumps out the chocolates.
You ready?
Here we go.
They each grab one and take a taste. He furrows his brows, then raises them, and then lowers them. She looks up at him. He shakes his head.
Mm. No.
It's not bad.
But it's not sublime.
It's just chocolate.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
No.
He wipes hands together.
I won't accept anything short of perfection.
Okay. Let me try again.
He nods. Again. She looks over at his side of the table. Marie's at nighttime. Emma approaches.
Hello. I was hoping to get some restaurant recommendations. Of course. Modern, traditional, romantic.
It's just me, so maybe something with takeout.
Emma, you are here on an adventure in the city of love.
Yeah, pretty sure that's Paris.
Says who? Either way, you shouldn't be eating alone. I think Luke is closing up soon. Perhaps he could meet you somewhere.
No, we were together all day. I'm sure he's happy to have the break.
But he is handsome.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, he's handsome. But I'm not interested in dating anyone right now.
Not even a little.
Besides, I'm holding out for a prince.
Oh, me too. Unfortunately, we only have the one.
Oh, there are other countries.
Emma smiles. City lights shimmer and reflect on the water's surface. Emma walks through city streets with a map. She twirls around as she walks past outdoor dining tables with patio umbrellas. Max approaches.
Do you need some help? You look a little lost.
Oh, no, I'm not lost. I know exactly where I am. I'm right here.
Well, in that case, I hope you can swim because you're in the middle of the canal.
That's... oh, I thought that was a road.
Where did you try to go?
I really don't have any place in mind. I'm just kind of searching for adventure.
Well, if I can't help you with your destination, maybe I can give you a hand with your starting point.
Okay.
Okay, so you are exactly here.
Oh, okay. I'm there. That was really far off. All right, well, thank you so much for the help.
My pleasure.
He smiles at her as she walks away. She sits on a pink couch as Marie enters.
Letters from home?
These belong to my grandmother. My grandfather wrote her a letter every day they were apart.
Wow. And I can't even get a guy to text me back.
Hey, what about Liam?
Oh, no, he's not, we're not... No, he just, he supplies the champagne for me and for the palace. His family owns the domain.
Oh, yeah, he seemed pretty excited to see you the other night.
No, he's just friendly. Enjoy.
She walks away. Emma smiles and looks down. Vandender Chocolatier sign outside of business. People stand in La Longue to get into the shop. Emma approaches the back of the line and stands. She looks around the crowd. Max walks down the street. He stops as he notices her mid-length brunette hair and pink coat. He smiles and approaches her from behind.
Did you find what you were looking for?
Hi.
Hi, Max.
Emma, hello.
Well.
Well, yeah, it seems like I'm getting closer.
Have you been waiting long, or?
About 20 minutes. This place sure is popular.
Come on.
What? Oh, no. We can't cut in the line. I'm pretty sure that's poor etiquette in any country.
Just follow me.
Wait, what are you... Oh, sorry. So sorry. What's happening? It's gonna take us forever to even be noticed.
I wouldn't be too sure of that.
You know the owner?
No, I actually don't.
Yeah.
Pats his chest.
Oh, You?
Guilty as charged.
Wait, does this say cactus with chocolate? The attention to detail is incredible. You know, we showcased a chocolate shop in our magazine last month that used a similar technique.
Ah, so you work for a magazine?
Well, I'm a food stylist.
Ah, so you definitely know your chocolates. Here, you should try this one.
All right.
She takes a bite.
No, it's sweeter than most chocolate.
Sweet potato, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that the best combinations were born out of experimentation.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Max takes Sema upstairs, a lookout point above the shop. He smiles.
What do you think?
I mean, this is incredible. Wow.
Come, I'll give you a tour.
She follows behind him. Chocolate slowly drizzles onto a cold stone. Hands smooth the chocolate with a tool. Finished chocolates boxed up.
So, are you just visiting Bruges?
I was, but now I'm actually working. Do you know Chocolatier Simon?
Yeah. It's funny, because I know Luc quite well. Actually, we grew up together.
That's so funny. Now you're both vying for a royal chocolatier.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Oh, really? Well, you should be, because we have something... I don't know, it's pretty special.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's so.
Well, if you're helping Luke with the competition, you'll be staying a while.
I'm actually heading back to New York just after Valentine's Day.
Great. Perhaps we can do this again.
Sure. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You as well.
Max walks away. She opens chocolates. Luke's hands finally chop nuts. Emma bangs chocolates on table and one breaks.
This is a disaster. What did I do wrong?
It's because you didn't temper the chocolate properly. That's why you're not getting a clean separation from the mold.
All right, whoa.
No, but this is my fifth try. I'm normally very good in the kitchen.
Well, this is a little harder than baking cupcakes. So.
Cupcakes aren't easy. When was the last time you baked?
A long time ago.
And I bet you would have just as much trouble as I am doing this.
Oh, I very much doubt it.
Really? Okay. Challenge accepted.
Oh.
She nods. A bird flies by a boat.
Extract, sorry.
Luke reaches over her as she mixes.
That looks...
It's getting there. It's
stirred a little.
Yeah, okay. How much salt exactly do I need to put in?
Just a smidge.
What's a smidge?
It's a very small amount.
How small?
It's slightly more than a skosh, but less than a tad.
Okay, now you're just having a little fun at my expense to prove your point.
No, pretty sure this proves my point.
She laughs at him. He sets down the bowl.
How did you learn to bake like this?
Oh, I owe it all to my mother.
Did she know what a smidge is?
No, my mother is a recipe follower. Yes, everything was carefully measured and everything's planned down to the smallest detail. There was no room for experimenting in my mother's kitchen.
So all this is...
Baking sort of just became my way of letting loose.
Funny, I always wanted to do exactly as my father did.
Oh, well, I've tasted your chocolates. You were smart to do so.
Still don't know what a smidge is, though.
Come here.
She grabs a small bowl.
Come here.
She drops a small amount into his hand.
That is a smidge.
He raises brows and nods, then smiles. He takes a small pinch and sprinkles it as he rubs his thumb and index finger together. She smiles up at him. Sign outside the Chateau Astrid Hotel.
Very, very beautiful. Right.
Cancer cupcake.
So pretty. You definitely get points for style.
She unwraps it and takes a bite as they sit and face each other and he holds a book. His eyes widen as she chews.
Well.
Good.
She nods.
You're just saying that to spare my feelings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But you know what? I do think we found some really good flavor combinations. I feel like the The cherry and espresso have a lot of potential. We should try that with the chocolates tomorrow.
Emma, thank you for all your help. I don't think I'd do this without you.
You're welcome.
They smile at each other. He checks phone.
Is everything okay?
Prince Frederick and Annabelle are coming to the shop the day after tomorrow.
She sighs. The Chateau Astrid Hotel. Marie sets a table for two.
What's all this?
Oh, I thought you two deserved a break. Come, sit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for this. If either of you need anything, you know where to find me, okay? Enjoy.
He pours champagne.
So nice of her.
Almost as nice as baking cupcakes with you.
She smiles and sweeps hair to side of face as he pours champagne. He raises glass.
Cheers.
Cheers.
She smiles and raises her glass. They clink glasses and sip. She furrows brows.
You know, being out here with all this and you reminds me of one of your grandfather's letters. It was incredibly inspiring. He wrote, "To my dearest Alinda, my travels always leave me missing you in the most surprising places and at the most surprising times. Today was at dinner, where all I could think about was how I would have preferred to have been sitting across from you as we dined. Oh, my love, Harry."
He smiles.
I can't believe you memorized that.
Well, your grandfather did have a way with words.
Yeah, he did.
She smiles and nods.
So, we're only days away from Valentine's Day, and we still are no closer to figuring out what we're going to submit for the competition.
We'll get there.
How can you be so sure?
Because we make a great team.
I'll drink to that.
Someday,
they clink glasses.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold,
I think I've had an idea.
What?
Come with me, I want to show you something really beautiful. Come on.
Okay.
And the way you look.
Boats?
Tonight. I thought we were seeing where the inspiration led us. It led us here.
You led us here.
Come on, trust me.
Yes, you're lovely.
They ride boat.
With your smile so warm. And your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight.
They smile as they pass under bridge.
And that laugh wrinkles your nose, it touches my foolish heart.
He points to the side and she smiles at a tall building.
Lovely, just the way you look tonight.
She raises cell phone to take a selfie with him. He smiles in the photo.
You were right. This is definitely the most beautiful way to see the city.
It is.
Just the way.
She smiles at him.
I think I get it now.
What?
Just why people fall in love here. It's kind of hard not to get wrapped up.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Max, right?
Yeah.
You two know each other?
We're old friends. I stayed there once when she was lost in the city.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
When you get the chance, stop by Van Dender again. I got something new I'd like to show you.
Okay.
She nods. Luke furrows his brows as Max walks off. He glares at her.
Again? You visited Van Dender?
Yeah, I told you I've been to almost every chocolate shop in the city.
So what did you think?
Of the chocolate?
Yes, the chocolates. Max has some unique flavors.
You must have enjoyed them quite a bit.
Yeah, it was good.
Good enough to win? I see.
Okay, well, I should be getting back to the shop.
Wait, I'll go with you.
Emma, if these are your last few nights in Bruges, you should really go and enjoy them.
Okay.
I can walk you back to Marie's if you like.
No, it's around the corner.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you there.
Luke walks away from her. She furrows her brows. The chocolatier Simon and Feast sign out front of the store. Inside, Luke hands her ingredients.
Are we going to talk about last night?
What about last night?
How you couldn't seem to get away from me fast enough?
It wasn't like that.
Then what was it like? Aren't they here yet?
Hey.
Hi. I invited her.
Like I was going to miss a chance to meet the prince.
She looks down.
It's my grandfather's pralines at Louvre.
It is a beautiful shop, Mr. Simon.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it.
Miss Colin, are you enjoying your time in Belgium?
Oh, I love it. I only wish I had visited sooner.
Well, we're very happy you did.
Thank you. I just have to tell you, that is a beautiful necklace.
Oh, thank you.
Are those lilies?
Cherry blossoms. It was a gift from Frederick on our second date.
The first day we met, she wore a sweet perfume. It smelled like cherries, and when I saw that necklace in the window shop, my mind drifted to her.
Aww, do you mind if I ask how you met?
Interestingly, it's related to why we're holding this event.
Yes, we actually met because of chocolate.
Really?
Oh. So you see, I was in this charming chocolaterie in Brussels.
I was in town for a conference.
Yes, and the short version is that Frederick and I reached for the same truffle at the same time.
Wow. Well, so chocolate literally brought the two of you together.
You could say that, yeah.
Do you mind if I ask exactly what kind of chocolate that was?
And more importantly, who got it?
It was dark chocolate, and we shared it.
Wow. And it's just been a fairy tale ever since.
Not a fairy tale, better. Something very real.
She nods.
True love.
Yes.
Aww. True love.
Just one more?
Okay. It was really nice of him to do that.
He is a very kind man.
Yeah,
it is one of the many things I love about him.
Thank you so much for your hospitality.
Truly, the honor was ours. Yes.
Good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Bye.
Very much.
Thank you.
The couple leaves. Marie shows them photos with a smile.
That went well.
He puts on apron.
About earlier. This competition means everything for my business, and well, seeing Max last night just reminded me of how far behind we truly are.
Right. I wish you'd just told me that.
He nods and licks lips.
Also, you've helped me so much, and you're only in the city for a limited amount of time. I would hate for you to look back and regret it.
Why would I regret it?
Well, surely there are other places you'd rather be. Other people you'd rather be with.
Luke, I'm here because I want to be here. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
She looks away and smiles.
All right, let's get to work.
She takes a scoop of chocolate from a bowl. A person lays out chocolates on a metal rack. A chocolate enrober pours chocolate over top and gently vibrates to drop off excess. Perfect chocolate squares arrive on the other side of the machine. Hands press Van Dender logos into each square. The enrober continues to pour chocolate as Max descends spiral staircase and approaches chocolatiers in kitchen area. A woman approaches him.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
He grabs chocolate.
Which is this one?
A cinnamon pear, sir.
It's no good.
You didn't even taste it.
You know,
I have less than a week to get this right. So what do you suggest I do?
He puts hands together. At the kitchen, Luke pipes filling into heart-shaped molds. Emma reaches to put a bottle of extract on a shelf.
Are those your parents?
Yes. They worked here together for 35 years.
She admires photo.
They passed a few years ago.
I'm sorry.
You know, my father proposed to my mother in the shop.
Really?
He hid the engagement ring in the display case.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Took her 2 full days before she realized. My father used to joke that a handful of customers tried to buy the ring before he got to put it on her finger.
Well, he sounds like he was a romantic at heart.
Yes, he certainly was. Put the rest of us Simon clan to shame.
I think there's probably more of him in you than you like to admit.
Maybe. I always envied what they had together. My parents were true partners.
They look like they were really happy.
They were.
He pipes filling in.
Yes.
Right.
He flips the mold and chocolates come out.
They're like little works of art.
He smiles.
It's my favorite chocolate. The first recipe my father ever taught me.
You're lucky. You know that. You're lucky you get to come here every day.
Well, you can do that too.
Oh, the commute's kind of far.
No, I mean you can open your own cupcake shop.
I don't know. I think that was just a dream.
Well, maybe you should take your own advice about not following the recipe.
She squints eyes, then holds heart-shaped chocolate in her fingers.
So, you and Luke seem to be getting quite close.
They work really well together.
Oh, and that's it. Just work.
I mean, it kind of has to be, doesn't it? We don't even live on the same continent.
That is a challenge, yes, but love is worth it, no?
Wait, love? I'm not in love.
Oh.
I'm not. I'm not
okay.
In love.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I would know, wouldn't I? I would know.
I'm sure you would.
Exactly.
Marie and Emma walk together.
The market is just that way.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, but we were just going to make a quick pit stop.
Waves to her.
Emma.
What?
You said you were running low on champagne.
Go.
Emma touches Marie's shoulder. She grins and approaches man who stands outside.
How are you? Nice to see you. What's your name?
Photo of Luke's parents. They smile and pose with his hand on her shoulder. She wears an apron. Luke furrows his brows and frowns, then looks at recipe book on the table and opens it. He quickly writes on a page inside. Marie receives a bouquet of roses and baby's breath.
Thank you.
She shuts the door and admires the red, pink and white flowers, then sniffs them.
Oh, who are those from?
They're from Liam. He's inviting me to the ball. His shop is supplying the champagne and he got an invitation.
Really? Okay, that is so great.
I've been to the palace before, but only ever with the tour group. Nothing this grand.
She grins.
Do you have a dress? We should go shopping.
Oh, no, I was just gonna wear what I wore to the welcome reception.
To the palace?
Well, yeah, I was gonna, you know, dress it up with some jewelry and... No?
Peter! Would you put these in water and just watch the desk? Okay, we are going to go shopping. Come with me.
Okay, let's go.
They shuffle outside and walk together down sidewalk. They enter a boutique with a smile. Emma waves as she enters through the front door.
Wow. What? Oh, wow. Oh, these are all so beautiful. But aren't they a little too much?
Emma, it's a royal ball. There's no such thing as too much. I know the owner. She's going to give us a good deal.
You know everyone.
Yes, I do. Here, try this one.
Do it. Come on.
She walks into the dressing room and emerges with a strapless teal gown on her body. She grins and twirls as she admires herself in the mirror. Marie looks at her with a smile. Marie looks at herself in a black dress with patterned skirt. Emma wears a one-shoulder green dress with bejeweled belt. Emma twirls in a strapless baby pink dress. Marie wears a strapless plum dress with ruching. Marie looks up with brows raised.
It's perfect.
She grins as she looks up.
Hi.
Hey.
What are you working on?
Oh, what, this?
This is our royal chocolate.
He opens the book and shows her a sketch. Two hearts sit atop a cube.
Right, I'm gonna need your help.
You got it.
Grab the flour.
Flour?
For your cake mix.
Okay, now you have my attention.
She wears a pink apron. She sets out ingredients, then overturns a thin chocolate sheet cake onto the counter. He swirls a bowl of chocolate. She cuts the chocolate cake into cubes.
Annabelle said that cherries played an important part of their love story, so your cherry cola chocolate cake will be the perfect tribute to that.
And the engagement ring Frederick gave her was in the shape of a heart.
Two lives coming together as one.
The perfect compliment.
Emma looks down with a smile. She looks up at him briefly as she cuts the cake into small pieces.
It's beautiful.
He adjusts with gloves.
Now for the taste test.
Yes.
Wait. We need an impartial one.
Luke's chocolate shop.
They're on day three. They really know their chocolate. Right this way.
They enter.
Thank you all for coming. Now, we intend to enter this into the Royal Chocolatier competition, and we would really appreciate your honest feedback.
Yes, don't hold back. I mean, unless you hate it, then you can hold back.
Okay?
Marie grins. Emma smiles and rubs palms together as a man and woman take a bite of the dessert. Marie does the same.
It's amazing.
I think you have yourselves a winner. This is the best thing I've ever tasted.
They loved it.
They loved it!
He picks her up.
I think we're in with a real chance. Oh.
They embrace.
Emma, look!
Marie runs in.
I'm sorry, was I interrupting something?
No, we're just, happy.
Okay. I was wondering if I could take a photo with the tour group. I think it would be perfect for the brochure. You know, a picture with the future royal chocolatier?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's go.
Of course. Okay, come on.
She shuffles out and they follow after her.
Okay, everyone, smile. Perfect. Now, do you mind if I get a picture of just the two of you?
Wait, you want us in the brochure?
Well, no, not for the brochure. I just think that we should commemorate this moment.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Get closer.
They stand a bit closer.
Closer.
They touch slightly.
Closer.
Arm around her.
Is this okay?
Yeah.
She smiles.
Oh, look at you two.
They grin.
It's perfect.
Marie smiles as she looks at the photo on her phone. Luke releases his arm from around her and looks down at her with a smile. Several of the cube base hard-top desserts in the process of being decorated. Emma adds chocolates to one. She and Luke kneel down and inspect the work with smiles. Outside of the palace surrounded by a moat. Inside, Luke and Emma enter as he holds a chocolate box in his hand. They walk through the palace with lavish decorations, large curtain windows and gold chandeliers overhead.
It's like out of a fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. Complete with a prince and princess.
They admire the prince and princess who have a conversation as they sit in the distance. Emma smiles at them, then at Luke. They continue on.
Chocolatier Simone.
Luke smiles. Emma walks to the right and grabs a note from her purse. Her eyes widen and she grins slightly, then looks down at the photo of her grandparents. They stand beside the same marble bust.
Emma.
She admires the photo.
My grandparents.
She hands the photo to Luke. He looks up with a smile.
This is why you wanted to come to the palace.
Yeah.
Their love story began right here.
Luke looks at the bust and holds the photo up for her to take. She smiles at the bust. Max brings his chocolate dessert to the prince and princess.
Majesty, ma'am, I offer for your consideration the heart box praline.
A heart atop a chocolate cube.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Very pretty.
They both take a bite. She chews with a smile.
Oh, they look impressed.
They haven't seen ours yet.
You seem so sure.
I am. I believe in us.
Luke smiles. Max turns and walks away.
I think we're up.
Luke raises brows at Max.
It is Luc Simon. We have one final chocolate.
Luke buttons his jacket and carries the hard-top dessert to the couple.
Introduce your entry.
Your Royal Highness, we present you
True Love Valentine's Day Chocolate Petit Four.
It's beautiful.
Truly exceptional. Now, for the taste.
Luke raises his brows, then smiles as the couple goes in for a bite of the dessert. The couple looks in each other's eyes as they take the bite, then she looks up at Luke and smiles.
That's delicious. Mm-hmm.
They continue to eat the dessert.
It is divine.
The prince stands and the princess follows.
We would like to thank you all for a truly remarkable showing. You have given us much to consider. We will make our announcement tomorrow night at the St. Valentine's Gala. Thank you.
Thank you.
The audience applaud with smiles as the prince and princess walk away.
They loved it.
Oh, you really think so?
Yes, it's written all over their faces. We got this.
I've got to call Petra. I promised her that I'd tell her if we had some good news.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course.
Do you know what? I should probably just go around there. She's been dying to taste the petit four. Well, you should come.
She shakes head.
No. Go ahead. I'm actually going to stay here for a little while. You know, look around a little longer.
You sure?
Yeah, it's not every day I get to explore a palace.
Of course.
He smiles.
Thank you. Again. For everything.
She shakes head.
I really couldn't have done this without you.
My pleasure.
He nods, lips tight. He backs away.
Okay, bye.
He quickly exits the room. From across the room, Max watches Emma, who looks down, then exits as well.
Emma, wait up.
Oh, Max, hi.
Hi. Well, I have to admit, you two may be more competition than I expected.
Oh. Are you nervous?
Terribly.
She looks away from him.
Where's Luke?
He's not here.
He left you?
No, it's not like that.
Well, I was just about to grab a coffee. Would you like to join me?
You know, I think I'm gonna go back to the inn.
Come on, we should celebrate. Just one chocolatier to another. Just a coffee.
Sure.
Petra takes a bite of the dessert. Her eyes boggle.
Look, this might be the best thing you've ever made. What is this flavor?
Cherry cola.
Well, it works. Looks like you two make a great team.
I must admit, I was a bit skeptical going into it all, but while she's incredibly talented, she actually has a very refined palate when she's not mixing coffee with coconut.
Petra smiles as she chews. He glares at her and squints his eyes.
What?
Nothing.
She grins.
Seems like I've missed a lot while I was gone.
What do you mean?
You and Emma.
The business arrangement. You were there. I needed help in the shop. She wanted to see the palace.
Yeah, that was a week ago and many romantic interludes since.
Mm-mm, that was research for the chocolate.
Are you sure that was all?
He sighs and leans back in his chair, then smirks for a moment.
She leaves in a few days anyway, so.
Well then, you'd better hurry up and tell her how you feel.
He gives a half smile, then a full one as he leans forward with a coffee mug. He raises brows and takes a sip. Max and Emma walk down street with coffee cups.
I have to say, I really enjoyed the box of chocolates you gave me. I mean, the sweet potato was delicious, but the cactus?
Emma.
Incredible.
Would you like to go with me to the Valentine's ball?
I'm really sorry, but I'm going with Luke.
Luke? Well, I guess I didn't realize. I thought it was simply business arrangements.
It was.
But it's not anymore.
I don't know.
But he asked you to the ball.
He didn't exactly ask.
Ah, so he didn't?
No, but he brought me to the palace, and that was his part of the deal. I mean, we're partners. I guess I just assumed.
Okay, Emma, listen, I've known Luke a very long time. His world is his shop. He doesn't make time for much else. I mean, I can't imagine him putting anything above it, especially now.
Why now?
It's in financial trouble. I mean, very close to closing its doors. I can tell he didn't tell you.
No.
I see. So, you told me you two were partners, so now that Luke has his recipe, you think it's really the case?
Guess not.
I mean, I don't want to see you get hurt. You know, putting your heart on the line for some man whose heart is not with you.
I just don't want to see you get hurt anymore.
Luke approaches her with a bouquet of roses and baby's breath with tears in his eyes as he sees her beside Max with coffee. He throws the bouquet atop a trash can, looks back and then walks away with his hand in his pocket. Emma returns to the hotel and walks in the lobby.
Emma! Just the person I've been looking for.
Oh,
I thought you might like to have this.
Hands her a note.
Thank you.
Emma enters her room and holds a photo of herself and Luke. She sets it on the nightstand. In the photo, the two of them wear aprons and smile as his arm is around her shoulder. In the morning, Luke shops at the farmer's market.
Hey, Melissa, can I just get my usual bag?
Max approaches him.
It was a bold move.
Excuse me?
Can I have two bags of the almonds, please? Thank you. The petit four, unconventional. Not like you at all.
Well, maybe you don't know me as well as you think you do.
Yeah. Or maybe I just know Emma. She likes culinary risks. Her eye for beauty, my inventive chocolate, will make quite a magazine spread.
Max leans down.
She wants to feature your shop in a magazine.
Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but right now, I'm just hoping our collaboration will be more personal than professional. Thank you. Good day.
Max purchases goods from vendor and walks away as Luke holds bag of produce. He furrows his brows, then grimaces. Emma walks alone down the cobblestone street and approaches Luke's chocolate shop. She looks back, then enters the chocolatier shop. Several baking racks and partially finished desserts abound.
Luke?
Petra looks up with a smile.
Petra.
Emma, goedemorgen.
You're back.
Yeah, couldn't take another minute of bed rest. I was going stir crazy.
Oh, so you're helping Luke?
Yeah, you know, well, when he lets me, you know how finicky he can be.
Yeah.
I hope I got your sponge cake right. Oh, excuse me.
She holds her pregnant belly as she walks. Luke walks behind her and glares at her as he puts desserts in a baking rack.
You must be relieved.
Relieved?
Yeah, of course, to have things back to normal and have Petra here again, helping you.
Oh, Emma,
No, there's no need to explain. I understand.
You do?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we always knew that this was temporary. Yeah. You got your recipe. I saw the palace. We both got what we wanted, right?
I guess we did.
He nods with a frown. She looks down and shakes her head.
It was nice working with you.
You too.
He nods and looks away. She turns back to him.
Luke?
His eyes widen and his lips part as he looks to her.
Yes?
Good luck.
She nods. He gives a brief smile and nod, then she turns and walks away. He frowns and looks down, then leans forward. Emma enters the green living room in the hotel.
Hey. Hi. Do you think you could help me find an earlier flight back to New York?
You're leaving?
Yeah. I mean, it's been such a great adventure, but I think it's time to get back to reality.
What about the ball? What about you and Luke?
There is no me and Luke. Yeah, maybe I misread that.
I'm sorry, Emma. I really thought that...
Yeah, me too.
Why don't you come to the ball with me and Liam?
No, there's no way I'm going to be the third wheel on your Valentine's date.
You wouldn't be. Emma, you came here for an adventure. See it through.
In her room, Emma packs her things. She puts the photo of herself and Luke in the red velvet photo box. She holds it up for a moment to inspect, then lowers it with a frown. Luke puts on a black bow tie over a black suit with white collar shirt. Petra approaches.
These things are impossible.
You should have bought the clip-on. Hmm. My husband can never tie his either. Emma's short to swoon.
This isn't for Emma.
Isn't it?
She is with Max.
Luke, did you actually let Emma know how you feel?
Well,
then it wasn't much of a choice, was it?
He furrows his brows. Petra continues to adjust the bow tie as Luke glares at himself in the mirror with a frown. Outside of the palace at nighttime, a large circular courtyard within a square brick wall. Three horse-drawn carriages, the black horses' hooves clack against the stone road. A person with black pants and black dress shoes emerges from the carriage. Two men in black suits with red ties open large doors into a gala. Inside, numerous couples dance while men and women on the outside of the ballroom mingle. The spacious ballroom has vaulted ceilings and massive crystal chandeliers. The prince and princess stand atop a red carpet on a staircase to the right of the room. Couples young and old twirl and dance to the music. Luke walks through the dancers as he approaches the left side of the room where a red and gold velvet cover table is adorned with lavish fruit, desserts and drinks. Luke frowns as Max approaches from behind with a smirk.
So, they'll be making their announcement any moment now.
Nervous?
Not in the slightest.
We'll see.
Yeah, I suppose we'll see. May the best man win.
Max holds out his hand. Luke accepts his handshake with a slight smirk.
Thank you.
They accept champagne flutes from a server. A live string band plays. Max looks over at the rest of the party, then takes a sip. Marie enters the ball with her date. Max looks over at Luke.
So where's your date?
My date. Emma. I thought she was with you here.
No.
Emma enters the ballroom by herself. She wears an off-the-shoulder red dress with a slight sweetheart neckline. Luke smiles as he sets down his champagne. Emma twirls as she admires the room's decor and the attendees within. She and Luke smile at each other as he approaches her.
Hello.
Hello. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
I have this dance.
You may.
She takes him by the hand and wraps her other around his forearm.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For not bringing you to the ball. I thought you were coming with Max.
He asked, but I said no. My heart was set on someone else.
corset back to her dress.
These past 2 weeks have been the best of my life.
They've been pretty magical.
They smile and dance.
I don't think I've ever met anyone quite like you.
No.
You've made me see things differently. You've opened my eyes to all sorts of new things. You've inspired me to follow my heart. Emma, what would you say if I asked you to stay here in Bruges with me?
You want me to stay?
Yes. Yes, I do. We can run the shop together. We can be true partners.
She looks deep into his eyes and sighs.
Emma.
He furrows his brows.
Ik hou van jou. That, means...
I know what it means.
She leans in and kisses him passionately. They tilt their heads from side to side as she caresses his jaw.
I love you too.
More than a smidge?
More than a smidge.
He goes in for another kiss and delicately cradles her up to as she holds his jaw and neck. They remain lip-locked for several seconds, then part lips with a smile.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Royal Highness, Prince Frederick.
It is my great pleasure to announce the winner of the competition. A chocolate that is worthy of the love that Annabel and I share. A chocolate that shall forever represent Valentine's Day here in Bruges.
Emma looks up to Luke with a smile. He looks down to her and raises brows with a frown.
The winner of the competition is... The True Love Petit Four by Chocolatier Simon.
He spins her in the air.
He won.
Luke smiles down at her. She grins with bold red lipstick as she looks around at the crowd. Max gives a smile and nod to Luke. Emma grins and looks around as everyone claps. The princess raises a large gold wing trophy. Luke holds the wing.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Emma.
They smile at each other and lean in for one more long, slow kiss. Arms wrapped around each other's backs, they stand beside the princess and prince on stage and face the crowd. Luke raises the trophy above his head. Numerous colorful cupcakes in a display case. Luke and Emma replace chocolates with cupcakes.
Perfect.
She grins then follows him through the shop.
Hey guys.
Behind the counter, they press their noses together and she smiles. She tilts her head and goes in for a long, slow kiss as customers shop in the store.